Oh, yeah. 2020 player profile and projection. And today we are doing Jonathan Loaisiga. Johnny Lasagna, the man with an arm made from the heavens above. The Nicaraguan rocket. What would have been a word that starts with N that could have gone there? You got anything?
I don't know. Got me nervous for a second. Ninja?
Nope. Don't like it.
Knight? I mean, sure. That starts with a K, but...
Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
Welcome back. Another mini episode. Episode a day, every day, until opening day. My name is John Boy, and I've got my co-host and good pal, Jake, with me. And on today's episode, we're talking about Jonathan Loaisiga.
Johnny L's, baby, because he hands them out. You know what I'm saying?
Made his debut in 2018 while I was in Utah at a wedding. Made the jump straight from AAA. Psych. Made the jump straight from AA to the majors because he was on the 40-man and the Yankees were strapped for pitchers on that
day. Can you do your homegrown voice?
hold on. Let me think. I got to think about it for a
while. Okay.
It's like Kermit the Frog meets 1920s detective. I can't think about it. That homegrown narrator, I love Yes Network. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
The day that would... No,
that was like Bob Shepard. Yeah. No, I'd have to watch Homegrown to do it.
Okay.
Haven't watched
it in a while. We'll save it then. We'll save it.
Okay, thank you. Jake, I said a little behind the scenes for the folks. I said, wow, this one might be a short one. You said this one might take 3 hours.
You and I, let's address the elephant in the room. Oh, my God.
Yeah, hi.
Get out of here, man.
See you later, Peanut.
According to podcast. I have the potential, just like Johnny, to be a big Johnny L's fan by the end of spring training. A la Domingo Germán last year. Easily the best notch in my belt, besides the bad guy stuff. But if you listen to me, it was my one prediction that I was all over last year.
You also predicted Johnny Hicks to get hurt.
Johnny Lasagna, I was right on that. Johnny Lasagna has crazy arm talent. And crazy stuff, dude. Like, yes, the fastball's nice, but when he throws a nice slider or changeup, I mean, it makes you make an audible noise.
What noise are you making?
Ooh.
Oh.
Ah! Oh, my.
Uga.
It's an Uga?
Uga.
Uga. Now you, on the other hand, hate Johnny Lasagna.
No, you're putting mouths into my words.
You wish.
I don't hate Johnny Lasagna. Here's what we're doing, Jake. We are trying to make everyone do what Luis Severino and Domingo Germán did. Not a good starter. Go to the pen for a little bit. Very good starter.
Right.
Can it work all the time? Johnny Lasagna has lights out stuff.
Lights out. That's what they call him.
They don't call him that.
Okay, my bad.
They do when he's sleeping because there's no brain activity, like Eric Matthews. Anyway.
Sleepy.
I like him better out of the pen, dude.
No, you're also going to like?
Matt Blyk.
Middle name Stanley.
Really?
Yeah, Jonathan Stanley Loaisiga.
Jonathan Stanley Loaisiga. Never would have guessed that. Johnny Stan. Yo,
I know you just said it because you like saying it, but I could play the Matt Blake card pretty hard with Johnny Lasagna.
Matt Blake is supposed to help Johnny Loaisiga. I mean, he's a pitching coach's dream.
All the damn talent in the world.
Dude is the 95th percentile for fastball velocity. 85th percentile for fastball spin. 89th percentile for curve spin. All of his bars on Baseball Versant are going to the red. And if I click random video, they have a random video on...
Random.
The random video is him facing Tyler Naquin up and in 96, ball two.
Good content.
That was the random video they
You want to see Johnny Lasagna? Here it is, baby.
If I click it again, will it give me the same video or another one?
Assuming.
Okay, no, another video. Here he is facing. All right, he induced a ground out to Pujols. Good job.
Can I tell you why you should be high on Johnny Lasagna, Jim?
I'm addicted to the random video. I'm not going to click it again. I didn't know that Baseball Savant offered just a random video of a pitcher. That could ruin a whole day for me.
Yeah, I'm worried for Stoner Jimmy. That could...
That is so funny.
You could go from a good night's sleep to a bad night's sleep really
I just got to see a random ball and then a ground out. Talk about highlights. Okay.
James.
Go on.
The numbers I'm about to tell you are going to blow your face off.
Damn.
Do you know how many innings Johnny Lasagna has at the major league level?
60.
56. Nice, Jim.
Thank you, Jake.
70 strikeouts. Pretty good. ERA 4.79. Not great. Little wild. So that was 56.1 innings, Jim. Remember that number. Know how many innings Johnny has lifetime at AAA?
12.
15.2.
Are you 15.2. Congratulate me again. I was close again.
Yeah, kind of close. I mean, small numbers. The range there is tight. How many career innings does Johnny Lasagna have at AAA?
Didn't we just do that? It was 15?
Or excuse me, at AA.
45.
36.1. Last one I'm going to do, people. Don't turn off the radio. How many innings does Johnny Lasagna have at high A+?
83.
20, Jim. This guy has no minor league experience. He has more innings at the MLB level than he does at AAA and AA combined. It's honestly unbelievable. And 20 innings at high A below that. So it's not like he was toiling away in the lower minors building up his innings. The dude hasn't thrown a lot of innings, and yet he's made his way to the major league level and shown some impressive stuff. This guy, with a little work, I mean, I still think he can be a special starting pitcher. And I think I'm starting to be on the minority of that conversation because everyone sees the lights out stuff and just says, hey, throw him in the pen. He'll be great there. Dude hasn't pitched in the minor leagues.
You can't make him a starter. You'll burn him out after a month. I mean, he makes 6 starts at full strength. That's the most innings he's pitched in a season. Honestly, the most innings he's pitched in a season is 68, and that was in 2013. He pitched 17.2 innings last year, total, in AAA and AA, and MLB, is that, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. They don't add up the innings easily.
Okay, he pitched 48. He pitched 48 innings last year. In 2018, he pitched 80. So what are you going to make him a starter for? Just to mess with him at the end? Put him in the bullpen and let him be lights out. Lights out Loaiza.
Because if you get 100 innings out of him this year, you could get 130 the next, and then you get 160 the year after that, and you have a premier talented starting pitcher.
But, like, I don't know. What if he's really good, and then you have to sit him at the end? Don't make him a starter till the second half.
That's a good problem to have. No, I think you start him in the first half to try to stretch him out, and then if the big league squad needs him, that's when you throw him in the bullpen and make him a weapon. But I don't know, man. This guy's experience is still so little that, A, I think you still try to stretch him out a little bit. And, hey, is there a chance I'm a human idiot and Matt Blake says this guy's a bullpen weapon? Yeah, but he's still so young and so inexperienced that, and it's not like there's two pitches. He has a nice three-pitch mix, 25 years old. Stretch him out in spring training and see what happens. I'll say this. I'm not against it if he ends up in the bullpen because I get it. It feels like he could be special out of there, but I don't know why everyone's so quick to push him off as a starting pitcher when you're right. I mean, you see this, what's been passed down, Seve, Domingo, potentially Johnny. And I mean, the dude has, I was going to say the best stuff of the three, but I'm going to stay back on that.
Stay back on that one.
I stayed back on that one. I don't want to start before I end, you know.
You know how many options he has left?
He's got two.
One. So this is the last year they can go to and fro, minors and back up with him. I wonder if he breaks. Can he break camp with the team?
Yeah.
He can?
Oh, yeah.
He'd have to beat out, I mean, roster resource has Heller beating him out. I think he has a leg up on Heller. Unless they want to have him to be a starting pitcher, because Heller's not going to start.
Yeah, and I mean, that's, I mean, like, James Paxton got hurt the other day. Luizaga breaking camp with the Yanks is probably a coin flip at this point.
Well, maybe they break camp with him and hope he can stay up there, and they don't have to use the option. Or they just use it, and who cares? I don't think it's
Or they just use it, who cares?
Yeah, maybe, I'm going to...
Maybe he can do the Sessa tightrope act from last year.
The Sessa tightrope was awesome. We'll more on that later, but...
It's legendary.
Luizaga, I see him out of the pen. He's also short, so his body isn't the most durable for a starting pitcher. I
hate short guys.
And he has an injury history. I would just throw him back there. I wouldn't even mess around with it. If it's up to me... But I said that about Domingo as well. So, but I also said that about Sessa for a while, and I was right on Sessa. They were late to move Sessa to the pen. And they're acting like they're not going to again, but whatever. I'd move him to the pen. I think he can be a weapon. I think he'd be a huge trade piece as well.
I mean, for me, it's tough for you to say that, hey, just throw him in the pen. Screw this starting stuff. He doesn't have the big body. And then say he could be a huge trade piece, because a reliever is not a big trade piece. I mean, Brustar Graterol being a reliever is why the whole Mookie Betts trade is held up right now.
I mean, think about Tommy Canley in 2017, though.
Right, but that's a midseason team going for a championship, and there's a lot of other pieces around that. I mean,
that's what I'm considering him. Loaiza could be a good throw-in if he builds up stock. They got a lot of bullpen arms.
Throw-in. That's not where you started.
Well, I mean, Canley wasn't a throw-in, but it would be a deal. It would be a package deal. It wouldn't just be straight up for Johnny Lasagna.
Right.
I'd go bullpen. I just like to see him. You know what my memory is when he was throwing all those off-speed pitches to the Astros and that Altuve at-bat in the playoffs, and they just didn't swing at anything, and it's like very I'm almost positive they knew what was coming at this point because it just looked ridiculous.
Yeah. There's just a little bit of evidence that could have been happening.
Do you remember that game?
Yeah. They were just spitting on him. He was throwing dirty pitches. It felt unfair, and it very well might have been.
He came in to the game, and he walked two batters. I need to go find the footage of that because it was ridiculous. It was game two when they went extra innings and all that, you know?
Yeah.
And where the hell is it? When did he come in? Yeah, so he came in, CeCe came in and got Brantley out, and then it was Altuve and Bregman. Those guys, how about those guys? And he walked both of them, and they just straight up didn't even, like, flinch at his sliders, which I think I remember were good pitches.
He's got dirty stuff, that's all I'll say. And I don't think you and I are as far apart as it might seem, because, like, Johnny Lasagna cannot pitch a full starting pitcher load this season. I get that. But I think you bring him to spring training, stretch him out. You either get him a couple starts in the minors, or, I mean, we might need him to start in the majors, or potentially the follower after the opener. And you keep him stretched out, and you try to get his innings up where you can. But I don't. It's not like I'm here saying Johnny Lasagna should be a starting pitcher come the end of this Yankee season. His best chance with the Yankees this year would be starting a couple games and looking nice and then finding a bullpen role. So I'm not disagreeing with you there, but I think it's too early to turn off the starter potential.
What if they go to like 2017 Chad Green role with them? Out of the pen, but long relief. Come at fire hose. They turn him into a goose.
I mean, we love that role with anyone, mostly Chad Green, but...
They could goose him.
I mean, I think that was going to be their plan with Domingo in the playoffs before the whole incident happened.
Yeah, bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over under 50 innings for Johnny.
50 innings at the major league level.
50 innings at the major league level.
I'll go over. We need arms. This is one of the only PPPs where I wish I can say the spring training. Because if Johnny Lasagna looks a little more paint in corners and a little more control, I'm going to be bought in because that's all I have in my Jakey scouting repertoire. If Johnny doesn't have a great spring, I'm going to be pushing back a little and not too excited.
It does seem like we recording this before spring training happened. Yeah. By the time you're listening, a lot of things may have happened. Maybe we have
but
to
I think it's also funny that, I mean, is he one of the few spring trainings that he might be the one spring training that might matter the most in my head.
What about Ford?
I mean, not fully.
Okay.
Like, he's not going to take the job from Voit out of spring.
Are you sure?
I guess maybe Andujar just looking good.
Yeah, I think Andujar's a big one. Oh, Winston Sawyer.
Winston Sawyer and the home run thing.
All the home
That's
runs
gonna be
yesterday.
So dated by this point.
All right. I think that ends it, Jake.
You going over or under? Your own question.
Under. He's never thrown that many innings in the major leagues ever.
Okay.
No, over.
Boom. Got it.